Podcasting from Singapore, this is China Digital Trends, and I am your host, Rocky Fu. China's home appliances retailer Suning is planning to launch a new shopping app targeting bargain-seeking consumers by the end of May, taking aim at e-commerce platform Pinduoduo, according to TechNode. Suning's rival, Agong Retail, entered a strategic partnership with Pinduoduo last week with plans to capitalize on the latter's huge user base and the technological capabilities. The move draws a comparison between the tie-up between Suning and Alibaba. If you're not familiar with Suning, Suning is a company who acquired 80% equity interest in the Carrefour China in June last year. China's e-commerce market is pretty saturated in the top-tier cities like Shanghai, Beijing, Guangzhou, or even some of the top-tier 2 cities. So the lower-tier cities have become a target of the top e-commerce companies like Alibaba or JD. JD has launched its own specific app targeting lower-tier city users, and Alibaba has also launched its own, like a clone of Pinduoduo called Taobao Special Offer quite recently. And it topped the rankings for the most downloaded free app on Apple's China App Store in March. And according to a Chinese media, Jie Mian, it reported Suning is launching a Pinduoduo clone this May as a core move for the year to build up its online shopping ecosystem, citing people with knowledge of the matter. And this Nanjing-based company is recruiting 100 core merchants since April 23rd. And the report says it has got confirmation from Suning, which disclosed the new project is dubbed as Yizhimai. It will be overseen by Zhang Kui, manager of the company's group buying division Suning Pingo. And the app is expected to be launched around 20th of May. A quick update on China's digital content market. The digital content reading market value in China has grown to 28.88 billion yuan, or 4.13 billion US dollars. By 2019, marking a year-on-year growth of 13.5%, according to a white paper released last week. The white paper was released by China Audio, Video, and Digital Publishing Association. It was based on a survey of more than 20 major e-content providers and the corporate industry study, complemented by research on more than 91,600 respondents' reading habits conducted in 209 cities in China. Young people accounted for a greater part among all the digital content readers, and those aged between 18 and 25 are the most willing to pay for their digital content, according to Yicai Global. The Cyberspace Administration of China ordered ByteDance to remove its workplace collaboration tool called Feishu from app stores for 1 month over users being able to access sites that are restricted in China, according to Bloomberg. And Feishu has overseas version called Lark, if you ever came across. And the order came after the regulator discovered a newsfeed feature on the service that allow users to read posts from banned foreign platforms like Facebook and Twitter, according to the Bloomberg News. The decision hasn't been made public, but it's unclear yet when the actual removal will happen. And ByteDance, the company behind the short video app TikTok, has recently introduced a new electronic signature and document management application called Dianzi Qian, or that's sign. As the adoption of e-signature accelerates among enterprises, and a quick update on 5G. China Unicom and China Telecom have given the majority of their 5G base station contracts to Huawei and ZTE. Combined with previous contract awards from China Mobile, the two telecoms equipment makers now account for more than 80% of China's 5G station contracts. The contracts of the three major carriers show that state-owned and telecom firms have a strong preference for homegrown players in the build-out of their 5G networks, even though Beijing has pledged to give foreign companies equal opportunities. Starbucks today said it has entered a strategic partnership with investment firm Sequoia Capital China that will see the two companies make strategic investments in China's technology sector. The U.S. coffee giant said in a statement that partnership will create opportunities for it to evolve its business in China, and the two will also be able to obtain early access to ideas in the retail marketplace, according to Reuters. More than a year after the billionaire chairman of XPeng Motors labeled as questionable Tesla's allegations that the engineer stole autopilot secrets before bolting to the Chinese startup, the questions from Elon Musk's company keep coming. As Tesla tries to amass proof in its lawsuit portraying the engineer as a traitor, it is asking a judge to force a Guangzhou, China-based maker of Tesla lookalike electric cars to disclose its autonomous driving source code, turn over images of computer hard drives, and even make an employee available for an interview, according to South China Morning News. A Chinese self-driving startup, AutoX, has joined the ranks of Chinese tech companies which are racing to get their autonomous taxis on the road. According to a statement emailed to Caixin Media, AutoX is trialing its robo-taxi service in Chinese financial hub of Shanghai, allowing commuters to hail autonomous rides through Alibaba-backed navigation app AMAP. The company's driverless taxi, which can run a maximum speed of 80 km per hour on city streets, are powered by a 5G-based vehicle-to-everything technology, which enables the vehicles to interact with road infrastructure like traffic lights and to collect road condition information. A human driver is still present in the car and can take over the controls in case of emergency. This is quite similar to what Baidu is doing in Changsha, Hunan province, with its own version of a robo-taxi. Alibaba Group invested about $57.5 million in an Apple retailer in China called iSiQi. Alibaba China Network Technology has agreed to pick up a 6% stake in the phone seller, the target said in a statement yesterday. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Subscribe and leave a review.